Welcome back to the Golf and Filter podcast. I'm your host, Adam from golfandfiltered.com. Go ahead and give us a follow, me and my team, over at Golf Unfiltered. You can follow us all over the place, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere you could find us. And of course, you could also follow me individually at Adam J. Fonseca on Twitter. But joining me today for the second time since February is the founder of Sharp Focus Nutrition, Brinton Paolini. He is a partner of the Golf Unfiltered podcast. Brinton, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be back. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have you back. And we're going to get into a lot of stuff. And listeners, if you didn't hear the first interview, go back a few episodes. As I mentioned, I believe it's 389. I'm going off the top of my head here, Brinton, when you were on last time and we talked all about what Sharp Focus Nutrition is. But you've been pretty busy since that time, haven't you?
We have. Yeah, we've had quite a few updates. Not only to the product, but just to the brand. And it's been a lot of fun over the last, call it 4 or 5 months.
Excellent. Excellent. And listeners, really quick, and if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not aware of what Sharp Focus Nutrition is, it's a system to help you stay healthy as well as, powered on the golf course. It's a system that looks exactly like this. It's all the best things in the world that you can eat during your round. And the reason it's a system is because it actually walks you through which holes to eat each of these things, which I still think is just an ingenious idea, Brinton. And so how has how has feedback been since the last time we spoke to you?
It's been great. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We're excited now that it's April. I feel like the beginning of the golf season is Masters Week. And so we've really enjoyed jumping into the golf season and jumping out with the Masters. But to your point, we've had a lot of updates in the product. One, we've had a good bit more variety built in. So now people, from the feedback we've had from people, they would like to see some plant-based jerky, which we've added in there in addition to the beef jerky. We also have some variability with the nuts, whether you want cashews or almonds. And same thing with the dried fruit. So that's been good. We've also introduced some new sizes. So when we're working with the pro shops, we've decided it'd be better to have a little bit of a smaller product. So 4 items there for pro shops. And we've also developed a 9-hole system as well, because we don't all have time to go play golf for 4.5 or 5 hours. So we've developed a 3 food item for 9 holes. But really the big development for us is that we've partnered with the Hurricane Junior Golf Tour, HJGT, and it's the largest junior golf tour in the country with over 350 tournaments. And that has been a blast. We've gone to about a handful of tournaments now, passing out the product and working with the juniors and their parents, just trying to educate them on nutrition. And that part's been a lot of fun. The feedback's been really good. And with that, we've put together these videos on our website and just providing some free, great information just on overall nutrition and what you should be eating before, during, and after the rounds. So yeah, a lot of developments, but the HJGT partnership's been a blast, and it's been a lot of fun working with those juniors. It's been a big piece to my development as a golfer and as a person, was junior golf.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's, I think a lot of people listening to this could say the same regarding junior golf. And so how did you get involved with that tour? I mean, that is a massive tour. And I imagine that the kids just love learning a little bit more about how they can stay in the game longer.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're starting, we're trying to figure out how do we get the awareness out there. That's the big key. We think we're really helping people. And we thought junior golfers would be a great place to start. And we started working with some college golf teams. Then it kind of seemed like a natural progression to then start to move down into junior golf and hopefully educate them not only on golf, but beyond that. And just good, hearty, healthy food is good for all of us in our performance and just quality of life moving forward. So it's been a fun partnership.
I'm sure the parents of those juniors appreciate it as well.
They do. And it makes it easy for them too, which I think they like. It's easy as a parent to say it's important to eat good, nutritious food. And then it's another thing to go out there and try and find it. So I think they're liking the convenience of it for sure.
So you mentioned on your website and listeners and viewers on YouTube, you can go to sharpfocusnutrition.com today to learn a little bit more. You mentioned the videos that you now have on the website. Tell me a little bit more about how you decided to go that route.
Yeah. So there's this so much great information out there on what you should eat, when you should eat it. And we've put all that into Sharp Focus Nutrition. We've worked with the neuroscientists and the nutritionists and put that in there. But we thought, man, there's all this great information. We should put it out there for people just to listen to and benefit from. And so there's short videos ranging anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes, but they're jam-packed with a lot of really good information. And they're also on YouTube as well, so you can go on to either one of them. But that was really the idea. We just want to be able to get the information out there and help people. And they were fun putting them together. You know, as we were researching Sharp Focus, it's like, God, all this great information. And you know, there's not much out there on nutrition, on performance. You know, there's a lot out there on technique, and there's all these different people teaching all these different things. But the research is pretty clear when it comes to nutrition. And so we thought it would be a good opportunity to go out there and try to help people.
Now, you partnered with some pretty smart people to make these videos, if I understand correctly, right?
We did. Yeah. Working with nutritionists and one very close person, I think I might've mentioned last time, but my sister's actually an MD PhD. So she's an MD and she has her PhD in neuroscience. She also played collegiate golf. So she's very smart. She understands golf. And so she's a big part of it as well, helping us gather all the research, put us in touch with the right people, how we're going to be able to communicate this in clear, concise ways to help people go out there and have tangible action items. That's big for me. I think we want to have action items. It's one thing to speak in theory. It's another thing to give people things that they can actually do and lean on to not only perform their best, but to just increase their quality of life.
Right. And, you know, one of the pieces of feedback that I received after your first appearance on the show was, you know, it's nice that you're giving us steps to take as opposed to just telling us something like, oh, just eat healthier, right? I mean, everyone knows that they need to eat healthier. Everyone knows that they need to play their best golf while, you know, eating healthier, and that allows them to play their best golf rather. So was that always just the approach to provide actionable items for everybody using the product?
Absolutely. I think I've been very fortunate in my life to work with a lot of really smart doctors or coaches, whatever you might call it. And I always struggled when people would give me theory. Theory is right. Great. And I love theory, but it's hard to go out there and do it. You know, if someone's telling me to stay in the moment or make sure you stay, you know, healthy and eating and all these things, it's okay. What does that mean? How do I go out there and do this? And so, yes, that was a big part of it. We want to be able to make it as simple as easy for people to be the best that they can be.
So when we were talking prior to you coming on, I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about, you don't just do nutrition stuff. You talk about, you've written a book, for example, and I'm a big reader. Listeners to the show know that I've read a lot of sports fitness and psychology books recently. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about the book that you wrote and why you decided to write it?
Yeah. So it started during the pandemic and, you know, the world shut down. I was playing golf professionally and there wasn't anything going on. And so at that time I said, hey, I'm going to start doing something. And I've been fortunate to work with some great instructors, both on the technique side and on the mental side. And I wanted to bridge that gap and help people with things that go beyond just pure technique and just pure psychology. And so what the book was it's called The Practice of Golf. And it really talks about how to practice and how to get the most out of that to improve your game on the golf course. And it really kind of bears from my own experience when I was in college and I was at Duke and I played I played collegiately there. You didn't have much time on your hands. So
right.
when you're on the range and you only got 2 hours, you better be efficient. And I was, and I was extremely efficient in college and I got a lot out of my practice. And then I turned professional and I thought, man, how good am I going to get now? I have the entire day. But what happened was my practice got way less efficient. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I can get to that part later. I'm struggling with my iron play. I'm going to go spend a few hours on my iron play. And the next thing you know, your pitching and your chipping goes. So really the book is about how the balancing act of really the kind of four areas of golf. In my mind, you have putting, you got finesse wedge play, distance wedge play, and then full swing. I mean, those are the four areas of the game. And it's kind of whack-a-mole in golf because we're trying to keep those four areas consistently in check. But a lot of times we spend a little bit too much time on our driving. If we're struggling, then the putting will go. So the book, it kind of talks about my own experiences, but it gives actionable items, actionable drills for how you should be structuring your practice to improve and really take that game from the driving range to the golf course, which is what I feel like people really struggled with and would come with, to me with that complaint so much. Oh, I'm improving so much in practice and I can't take it to the golf course. So, okay, well, let's come up with some actionable items to help you take that leap.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I've been really big lately on playing the game as opposed to focusing on mechanics. Is it kind of, is what you're saying kind of fall into that?
For sure. Golf is a game that's meant to be played. Yeah, that's for sure. And technique is very important. There's no doubt, but there's a time and a place for technique. So I mentioned those four areas of the game, and that's how I've really structured it and think about it in my mind. And on each area of that game, of the game, you have three areas. So you got your technique, which is important to your point, but then you're going to want to do some practice, and then you're also going to want to compete. So those are the three main areas. And for me, I got to the point where I do all of my technique work away from the golf course. So I do mirror work at the house. I'm working on my technique. I'll do my putting technique work on a mat, making sure I'm starting the ball online. And so I encourage people to do that. And then when you get on the golf course, to your point, you can just go be an athlete and, you know, be the best that you can be and not have to think about where I'm going to put the club and where the to be and all those types of things. But I will think is important. And that's where it can be a bit of a challenge because I would work with these sports psychologists and they would say, hey, don't think about your swing. Just think about the target and you'll play better. And yes, but it has a point of diminishing returns.
Right.
Because eventually we all have tendencies and the tendencies start to creep back in. So we do need to be monitoring that tendencies. What are some drills and things that I could be doing to push myself away from my tendencies, and then you can go out and play golf and not think about it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So is good practice establishing the foundation or a habit, maybe, I don't know if that's the right word, to respond to pressure on the course?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to do, if you kind of follow the system that I've put together in the book, is you spend a little bit of time on technique, make sure things look pretty good. We'll take putting, for example. Putting's a good example. There's three main skills in putting. You got to start the ball online, you got to be able to control your speed, and you got to be able to read the green. So we're going to hit all three of those kind of early on to make sure, okay, can I start the ball online? Am I controlling my speed? Do I have a general understanding what the break of this green is going to do? And then from there, we're going to move on from technique and we're going to go into random practice. And there's a lot of drills I put together in that book that talk about random practice that will help you not just sit there and hit the same putt over and over and over again, because that's, once you can establish that you can start the ball online and you have one or two, it's time to move on. There's no point in sitting there. You know, golf's a variable game. You're not going to have that same putt twice in a round. So we want to get out there. We want to hit random putts. And then lastly, you want to compete. And that's to your point, Adam, is we want to go out and there's a series of drills where there's a score we need to achieve in order to move on. And to me, that's where you can generate a lot of really good confidence, because not necessarily digging out of the dirt, because you can be extremely efficient and you can go out there and putt for 20 minutes and you can hit all three of those and you're going to improve. I promise you will improve because you're working on all the skills that are necessary to be a good putter. And if you go out there, and I did it before, I would struggle with putting and I'd have putters out there and I'm this grip and that grip and, oh, let's hit some 20 footers and then let's hit some 6 footers. I mean, I get it. I'm that guy. I totally understand. But that's not how we're going to improve. How we want to improve is we just want to be as efficient as possible. And then I want you to be able to go and do whatever you want to do and walk away and know, hey, man, I did everything that I could do today to get better. And now I can go hang out with the guy, go to the beach or do whatever I need to do.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting you're talking about that. And I'm just picturing even myself at the driving range hitting seven iron after seven iron after seven iron. And there's no variability.
Yeah.
And I wonder if golfers just do that because they feel like they're actually doing something to help themselves improve. But in reality, if I understand you correctly, that's not going to help you improve.
No, I mean, how seven irons do you think you're going to, and I've done it too. You sit there and it's fun to hit a seven iron off a surface with the wind out into a driving range where there's no consequence. If you don't want to, you just shuffle in another ball and do it again. So, but that's what people know. And I totally understand it. And you're going to try swing thought from someone you saw on YouTube or Instagram. And if it doesn't work, you'll try another one. But that's very difficult to improve that way. I mean, when we go out and play golf, every shot's different, got different lie, different wind, different hole location. And so what I've worked to do is try to create some of those scenarios on the driving range to help that. So when you get on the golf course and you can't miss it right, you've practiced that. Okay,
yeah.
I saw a five iron and I can't miss right. And there's going to be a consequence there if you do that. And it's just put in less effort and get better. I mean, I right, like that.
It's right. Kind of,
we want to be able to be as efficient as possible. So we're not just beating our head against the wall, because I've experienced that. And that's just, it's just not a lot of fun when you feel like you're doing everything you can to improve and you're not improving, is very frustrating.
Yeah. That rings true with me. One of the best golf lessons that I've ever received, the instructor told me, "You're working too hard to play bad golf." Like I would get so sore. I would get sore. I would be sweating. And he's like, you're doing too much.
Doing too much. You got to do less, man. You got to do less. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Sharp Focus Nutrition, if I'm understanding you as the entrepreneur, obviously you've got the background. You've played with some of the biggest names that we talked about in the first episode. Mm. You've got the nutrition. You've got the book. Are you setting Sharp Focus Nutrition up to be much more like an experience to improve your game?
Definitely. I think it really bore out of my coaching. When I wrote the book and I started coaching and working with people and I would talk about nutrition, and I'd say how important it was. And I wasn't able to really give them a product to go do. I was like, hey, you got to read this. You know, these are the things you need to do, stay away from. So really it's kind of all holistic approach is kind of how I view it. Mm-hmm. And just, I want to help people play the best golf that they can play. Cause it's playing good golf is just a lot more fun than playing bad golf, at least in my experience. So, and winning is just more fun than losing. So I have to do things that are fun. So I think that's really my experience is just wanting to help people have fun and improve in simple, effective ways, actionable ways, like we talked about. None of this, this theory that we can kind of get lost in.
Yeah, totally. And I could see where the nutrition side of this fits in too, because if you feel good, everything's about feeling good. You want that positive reinforcement. So if you're playing good, you're going to feel good. If you are eating well, you're going to feel good. So you're going to play good. I mean, it's all kind of connected.
It's very difficult to do any of the stuff that we talked about if you don't have the proper fuel to do it. If you're a big believer, you really need to be in the best frame of mind that you can be in before you blame your technique, and nutrition and hydration is a part of that. So if you don't have the fuel and you made a bad decision coming down, well, we're going to need to start with you forgot to eat, the good opportunity to perform your best if you don't give yourself that fuel.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And that's something as I'm later on in or growing more in my golf experience and learning more and talking to people like yourself, I'm realizing how important that is. You know, as we talked about in the first episode, you can't just go to the course and expect to just eat horribly, drink whatever you want, and expect better results. Now there's a time and a place, listeners. People are going to yell at me, Brinson. They're going to say, "Oh, you know, no, you can go do that from time to time, but if you want to play your best, listen to what Brinson's telling you. You have to put the right fuel in your body." Do I have that right?
Yeah, I get it. We want to go out, we want to have a few drinks and want to play. A lot of my friends do that, but you got to eat while you're having a few drinks. So there's no reason that you can't eat good food while you're having a few beers while you're playing. There's no doubt that, you know, I have friends and people that are using Sharp Focus. They're having a few drinks and they're enjoying themselves, and that's totally fine. It's going to be way better for you than having the hot dog or the hamburger and all those types of things. But yes, I mean, if you're out there and you're playing a tournament and you really want to, whatever your goals are, win the club championship, qualify for the state mid amateur, state amateur, be a professional, win at the highest level. I mean, these are all, it doesn't matter what you're trying to achieve. The steps to get there are the same, and practice, technique, all of these things go into it. There's so much that goes into golf. I think that's why we love it so much. It's such a holistic game, and so much goes into playing well. That's why we need to appreciate those good days when we play. I look back on my playing career and I wish I would have been easier on myself and given myself credit when I had a good day. Like, man, today was a great day. Like, way to go. I really encourage everyone I work with and talk to. The first question you ask yourself after you play is, what is great? Like, it's so easy to just focus on all the mistakes, the bad things. But man, what did I do great today? And reinforce that as much as you can.
That's a great message, definitely. And listeners, once again, we're talking to Brinson Paolini. He's the founder of Sharp Focus Nutrition. Brinson, the first time you were on, I shared a story about how much I enjoy, certainly on the golf course, but I enjoy your product just kind of sitting at my work desk. Yeah. This time, I've got two to show you, to tell you. I've got a lot of friends who have young children. Uh-huh. They're like, you know what? These are, so I hand these out to everyone that I know. I'm like, look, that's my awesome buddy Brinson, he sends me these. I got to try these out. They don't even play golf. They're like, this is the perfect thing to go watch soccer games or to give the kid who won't eat anything because they love it so much. So that's one. The other is, and I'm going to say this right now, listeners, don't do this, but my other friend was like, I love bringing these into the movie theater.
Oh, nice.
He's like, I just sneak them into my hoodie and this is perfect for a movie. So those are the two I got for you this time.
I love that. We've all snuck in some food into movie theaters. I love that. That's a great idea. And to your point about soccer, I mean, I think we've, I mentioned this last time, but we're starting in golf because we know golf, but continue to get the feedback that we are. We think it could be applied outside of the game of golf for sure. I think we can help people or kids and whatever their aspirations or facets of their life might be.
100%. Yeah, it's just a great idea. And once again, listeners, you go out to sharpfocusnutrition.com to look at everything, including Brinson's book. I mean, we were talking a lot about that this episode. I'm going to pick it up. I mean, it sounds outstanding. Be sure to go out and also try the new variants of what we were just talking about. We've got the plant-based jerky, we've got the 9-hole smaller package, and you also mentioned that you're in pro shops with even another variant of the product.
Yes, yeah, so feel free to those updated products. I know people have really been enjoying them, and you know, hopefully it'll help you play better.
Excellent. Well, sir, you're doing great things. I mean, clearly you're on the right track here. What's next for Sharp Focus Nutrition?
Yeah, continuing to get the word out for sure. I think, you know, everyone that has been able to try it, fortunately, has given us great feedback. I mean, we kind of went through all those test markets and incorporated people's feedback. We're still doing that, as you can see, with the plant-based jerky and the smaller items and things, which that part I really enjoyed is a lot of fun working with our customers, but just continuing to get the word out and wanting to help as many people as we can. So that's kind of our focus in the next 6 months and a year going forward. So we appreciate your help with it, Adam.
Absolutely. And I love what you guys are doing. Listeners, go out again, sharpfocusnutrition.com. Check out the website. And I got to make the other sponsors happy too here, Brinson. If you like what I'm wearing, this Roback, did you know that we have a promo code? Use GU15 at roback.com and save some money. Go do that. Pick out some good stuff. They're always putting new things in there. So Brinson Paolini, founder of sharpfocusnutrition.com. Brinson, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.